And that's also what I want us to think about in relation to today's message. And the title is The Leading of God in Our Lives. Because the leading of God in our lives can come in many different forms, in many different ways. And as we look upon the society today, there are so many different voices. There are so much news, so much things going on. And some of it is good news. Some of it is news that is important for us to know, of course, and to be aware of what is happening in today's society. But many of it as well may also just create fear and anxiety and worries. And we may have this feeling of not knowing what is around the corner in relation to the decisions we have to make when it comes to our work or when it comes to our families or when it comes to the next steps of our lives. So it's so important that all of us learn to listen to the voice of God. Because oftentimes the voice of God does not necessarily come in the shouting. It does not come in the storm or in a very concrete way. But oftentimes the voice of God is that still small voice that we sense on the inside of us. And how He leads us through the peace of God and through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit. And just as in the case of Catherine, you know, that could be exactly the way that we experience when we sit with someone and we know this is a person God has placed on our heart in relation to leading to the Lord and share the gospel with. And it may be just in that kind of a timing that we sit with someone and there is that moment, or it's a phone call, and there is that moment to share. And we sense, and it may not be that screaming on the inside, share the gospel now. But it may be that small little voice that tells us now is the time. Now is your chance to share Christ, to speak of Christ. And when we do that, it can affect a whole family. It can affect a whole community because one person received Christ. You know, someone leads the great evangelist to the Lord, like Billy Graham. You know, someone led him to the Lord. And that person did not maybe expect that so many others would come to know him. And when he stands before the Lord, I'm sure that he carries a certain fruit from the life of Billy Graham. And the same with us. We don't know who is the next person we are leading to the Lord. We don't know what the Lord has in store for them or how that can multiply the kingdom of God. But it's so important for us to be aware of the voice of God. And it's so wonderful to hear, like today, how God can embrace and how God can change individuals and families as well. So I want us to go today to 1 Kings 19:11-12. And it speaks about Elijah. And it says, then he said, go out, this is God speaking to him, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So, you know, Elijah was a great man of God. He did wonderful, wonderful wonders for the kingdom of God. And he was someone that was very bold, and miracles followed him. Miracles after miracles followed him. But he, like the rest of us, was subject to fears. He was subject to anxieties. He was subject to worries. And at this point in time, he was Jezebel was killing the prophets of God, and she was looking for him and wanting to kill him as well. And this is not the most honorable moment in his life, but he actually runs. He runs for his life. And instead of seeking the counsel of God, you know, instead of wondering what God had to say about the situation, he ran. And I think when I think about him and I think about our own lives, you know, oftentimes we are so reactive. As soon as we hear something negative, as soon as we get bad news, or as soon as we start scrolling down the news, the first thing we do is to be reactive. We start to act and we start to do different things. We start to think and we start to dwell on it even more. Instead of understanding what is right in front of us, but seeking the counsel of God. Because there may be that God has something to say about the situations that we don't know. There may be that God has another way than we see is logically the best way to take. And, you know, because God is not always in the shouting. You know, circumstances may shout at us. Situations may shout at us. Even the virus right now, it may be shouting at us, you know. Be afraid. Be fearful. Be intimidated. You know, and again, because you always have to say the other way, because otherwise people will take your words out of context. Again, not saying we should not be precautions and not do different precautions and have wisdom in what we do. But at the same time as we hear, we also need to hear what is God saying. We need to take time to get into His Word. We need to take time to get into His presence. Seek His counsel. Because it's in His presence that we will hear that small, still voice. And that small, still voice may not add more panic so that we start running different directions. We start making all kinds of decisions. But it may not be the best decisions that we're making because we're making them out of panic. We're making them out of anxiety. And so we need to come to a place where we listen and we say, God, what are you saying? What are you saying about my company during this time? My job, my work situation. What are you saying about my family? What is your word for my life today? As I'm making precautionary measures for my job, what do you have in mind? If you stand before A, B, C, D decision to make, instead of just making them, ask the Lord, what is best? What do you think is best? Seek His counsel. As you go through the different ways. Because the Lord says time and time again that we can ask Him for wisdom and He will give us wisdom. He doesn't withhold wisdom. He doesn't withhold His peace. He wants us to be wise. He wants us to think before we do things, absolutely. But He also wants us, even during this time, right now, to not forget to seek His plans. Seek His will. Ask Him before we act. Because He will speak through that small, still voice. It may not come in the shouting, but He will speak through His Word. He will speak through His Spirit. You know, I have experienced that so many times where everything around me wants to be shouting. And then the moment I get into the presence of God, there is that complete peace. A peace which is above all understanding. Even though, sometimes I want to say to God, you know, are you not seeing what is right in front of us? Are you not seeing what is happening, you know? So many times in my life, I want to tell God, you know, are you not understanding what is going on? But, you know, of course He knows. He knows every single detail of our lives. He knows all that we are going through. He knows our challenges. But He wants us to take time to listen and hear, what do you say? And allow the still small voice to speak to us through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God. You know, sometimes we don't need much, then just start reading. Start reading His Word and He will start speaking. He will start showing. He will start revealing. What is His desire for your life? What is the word that He wants you to stand on during this time? Because we may be sensing that the ground underneath is shaking. We may sense that there is loss in our companies. And we don't know exactly what next month will bring or the month after. But then ask the Lord what He says. Because He knows. And He wants to bring you through it. It doesn't mean that we don't face the challenges. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be cruising. But if we know what the Lord is saying, we are able to react in a different manner. And we won't necessarily just be reactive and reactive, but we work from a faith perspective. And the foundation is in God. Taking precautionary measures, but when major decision has to be made, We need to seek His counsel. So one of the biggest ways the Lord speaks to us is through His Word. God will always speak based on His Word. And there's a very interesting illustration to look at. Because when we think about that God speaks to us in the small, still voice, you know, when we are close to someone, we don't have to shout, except there's a hearing problem, is there? But most of the time when we talk to someone, we can talk without shouting. So when we think about God speaking to us in that small, still voice, why would He have to shout when He has already come close? Why does He have to make a big noise to get our attention when He has already drawn near to us through the Spirit of God and through His Word? You know, the Word became flesh and He walked among us. Jesus became flesh and He walked among us. The Holy Spirit is right there with us. So there is no reason for Him to shout when He can speak softly to us, when He can lead us through His peace, His Word, and through the wisdom of God. 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So saying that everything that God is saying in His Word, all of it is given by God. All of it is inspired by God Himself. And it's there for doctrine, to know what the Lord says about different things. It's there for reproof, for correction and instruction. You know, sometimes when we read the Word, and as well as during this time, you know, we may see that there is a correction in our attitude. We may find that God corrects our thinking. He corrects the way that we speak. He corrects the way that we deal with things. You know, He may correct the fact that we start to be very reactive, but we don't take time to sit at His feet. We start to speak. We speak about the situation of the coronavirus even before we get the chance to bring it before God in prayer. You know, faith is not reactive in that sense that everything, all of our emotions, everything that we're feeling at this point of time, we just start to be reactive to it. We need to put our feelings as well under the submission of the Word of God. Because even God Himself God is God. At the end of the day, that is something we need to bring into the whole structure, that God is God. That as we make precautions, as we choose to bring wisdom into it, but at the same time, we cannot forget to dwell in His presence. If all we are reading at this point of time is dwelling on the news, but we are not taking time in the Word of God, it will be easy that that is all that we start thinking about. God will speak to us through His Word. He will lead us to passages that speaks about His peace, that speaks about fear not, fear only Him and nothing else. He will speak to you during this time if you let Him. And He may not necessarily give you a great prophecy about the end times. That's not what I'm talking about. But He may speak right into your life. And He wants to speak to you personally. Because sometimes as believers, we tend to seek words from prophets. We tend to seek words from this one and that person. But we forget that the main source is the Word of God into your life. The main source of God speaking to you is to you personally. And oftentimes when people come with confirmation, it may come as a confirmation from another person, but God wants to speak to you first and foremost. And I believe it's important that during this time right now that we don't hesitate, we don't compromise to the fellowship with God. We don't think, oh, but things are getting hectic at work. Things are getting hectic in my family right now. There are so much things to be done. But if we don't come to that place of peace, we will be fighting in our own power and strength through all of those challenges. And we will find ourselves running and running and running, but nothing is happening. You will be surprised. We will be surprised by how even just some time with God in the morning can change the whole day. I find myself so many times when I choose to take that time with God, the things that I've been worried about the whole day, things that I thought that I have to get through, suddenly just walk step by step and everything falls into place. Because we put God first. So God wants to speak to us, and He wants to speak to us through His Word. Psalm 138 and 2. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. So God cannot lie. When we read the word, we need to understand God cannot lie. When He says do not fear, He means do not fear. You know, it's because His word is something that He has even put above all of His names. So if He has said something, He will do it. If God has promised to be faithful, He will be faithful. And that's why we speak about as believers, before you make a great decision or a big decision in your life, and maybe you, when you stand at a crossroad in your life and you don't know if to take left or if to take right, during that time it's so important to seek God for a word. Because that word will be something that you will stand on when it gets tough, when it gets difficult, but you know you are in God's will. So sometimes we may sense that it's a certain direction God is giving us. But it's important for us to also seek a confirmation of that in His Word. And that we have that Word and we know. We can even write it on a paper. We can put it in our pocket. We can put it in our purse. And have it constantly before us. Because if once you are in that place that you know the Lord has led you and you face challenges, it's easy to start to go left and right with your emotions and kind of submit to the challenges in front of you. But when you have the Word of God, it's a foundation, it's your rock. And you can come before God and you can say, you know what, you said this. So you better keep it. Okay, we're not going to threaten Him. But you say, you can come before God and you can be very honest. You said this. I expect you to be true to it. I expect you to do what you have said you will do. I expect you to prosper my company. I expect you, if that is what the Lord has said, I expect you to protect my family. So at the end of the day, you can say to God, you brought me here. You make the way. You see to it that everything falls into place. Because we need the Word of God to be in us. You know, as you can see, I have my stickers here. I have one here as well. If we don't have the Word in us, He won't be able to bring it up when there is a need for it. Because the Bible says that He will remind us, just like He reminded the disciples. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So He will bring to remembrance the things that He has said in His Word. When we find ourselves throughout the day, suddenly maybe a Bible passage starts coming up in our mind. Or we walk into a meeting and it's a very sudden meeting and maybe it's a very important meeting. And then as we walk into the door, we haven't had time to pray, we haven't had time to think about it. But we walk into the door and suddenly this passage just pump up in our minds. Or we wake up in the morning, there's been so many times I've woken up in the morning and suddenly there is this passage there. I mean, it's before I even get a chance to say good morning or I get a chance to do anything. The passage is there. The verse is there. And the Holy Spirit, time and time again, He wants to bring up the Word in our lives. It's a confirmation of what He's saying to us at that point of time. But if the Word is not in us, He won't be able to bring it up. But if we have the Word, He will remind us. The second thing the Lord speaks us through is through the inner witness or through the Holy Spirit as well. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-12. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the thing of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that we have been freely given to us by God. So in other words, the Spirit of God reveals things to us that may not be known to the human eyes, the human ears, or the human senses. But He can reveal the things, the future that God has for you. He can reveal things to you before they even happen. He can lead us through the inner witness of when we sense there is a peace, or there is sometimes we just sense there is no peace when we stand in front of a decision. And the same Spirit will help us when it comes to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I heard this story about a minister. And this minister had a very, very rough past. Where he had been in drugs, he had been in alcohol, and he had been like, he's been really quick to lose his temper. And there was this one day after he had become a preacher and a pastor, that his brother had asked him to come with him to a car dealership and to look for a car. And he thought, well, okay, no problem. I mean, he liked to negotiate and all of those things, so he went with him. And as they went there, he started to negotiate on his brother's behalf. And the salesperson was not very happy with the price they wanted. So the salesperson became very argumentative against the preacher, against the minister. And the minister, it started to become a very heady conversation. And then the salesperson said, okay, let me check with my boss about this price, I'll come back to you. So he came back and he said, no, we cannot give you the car at this price. So the minister started to become even more angry, and he could look at his wife was there, and he could see what was happening and was trying to calm him down. But he just became angrier and angrier until he found himself with this guy, you know, holding him against the car, getting ready to hit him. And in that moment of time, the Spirit of God just called out his name, or not called out, just he could sense the Spirit of God calling his name. And the inner witness was just like, you know, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. This is not, you know who you are. You're a minister of the gospel. But he just saw, you know what? I'm going to repent from it later. So I'll do it now, I'll repent later. But then in the midst of it, when he was about to hit the guy, he heard the Spirit of God witness to him, share the gospel. And he was just like, in that moment, he became so ashamed. Because he was just thinking, God, how am I going to witness to him? I'm ready to hit him. There is no chance he's not going to listen to me. And in that moment of time, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. And his brother like, yeah, he's a preacher. He's a minister of the gospel. And he was just like so ashamed at that moment of time. But he could just sense how the Spirit of God was confronting him. That inner witness in that moment of time telling him, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be representing me. And he ended up inviting this man for a meal. And the man was like, no, 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 just take the car. I don't need anything. And he was definitely not into taking any more time with that person or with that minister. But he afterwards he had to come before God and he had to just say, God, forgive me. And he could just sense how the Spirit of God told him, I have been dealing with your temper for a while. It's time you crucify it. And I just think that story shows so much how that relationship of the Holy Spirit with us is always there. Those reminders, those soft reminders. So sometimes in case where we are just getting into our flesh, you shouldn't have to yell. But sometimes we are so in our own flesh that we don't even take a time to seek His counsel. And when I think about a story like that, it just shows the beautiful relationship that we're called into with God. That the Spirit of God is living within us. The Spirit of God is walking with us every single day of our life. And there are things that He may be reminding us of time and time again. In relation to how we live our life, in relation to how we speak, in relation to all of the thoughts that are going on in our minds right now. Maybe we sense a sense of panic, or maybe we sense a sense of fear, or fear of the future. But in the midst of that, the Spirit of God wants to speak. And it does not come in the great storm. It does not always come in such a mighty wave and manner. But if we take time and we sit down and we listen, we will sense that peace. We will sense that voice, that encouragement, that reminds us of how much we are loved, how much we don't need to be afraid, because He has promised to be there for us. He has promised to be our guide. He has promised to be our healer. And when there are things that He confronts, it may not be very obvious. But sometimes we just sense, okay, what I've been speaking is not right. How I've been thinking is not okay. And then we just need to take a moment of decision and say, Lord, forgive me. I place it at the cross. I choose to give it into your hands. And I choose to invite your peace, your comfort, and your strength in. Amen. Romans 8:14-16. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. That's the Spirit of God. He does not come with a spirit of bondage again to fear. The spirit that God has given us does not lead us into a further fear. He is wise. He knows what we need to do. But He does not want us to live in fear or make decisions out of fear. He wants us to make decisions, precautionary decisions even, but led by Him and in the peace of God. To not be reactive, but know what He is saying, listening, taking time in His presence, meditating on His word, seeking a counsel that is beyond human counsel, and knowing that there is a spirit, and through that spirit we can cry, Abba, Father. What father wants his children to be afraid? What good father wants his children to be afraid? What good father wants his children to just, live a life of defeat? A good father is someone that cares for his children, that loves his children. So when He leads us out of love and not out of fear. Amen? So from that perspective, we can cry, Abba, Father. It's our Father that guides us through the Spirit of God. It's our Father that takes care of us during this time and leads us. It's our Father that will lead us through whatever struggles or obstacles we may face. We may face at this time and in the future. But we need to know who we are in Him. We need to know what He has said, and we need to meditate on it. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. If I can get the worship to come up.